turns around.
Push a little daisy.
Thomas gets onto it.
Push a little daisy.
Thomas is uploaded the
push
biggest
a little daisy.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. He's back with us for a Monday morning. Daisy Thomas.
Hello, yes, Daisy. Top of the morning, family. How are we?
You look amazing.
I agree.
You have come up an absolute treat.
I tell you what, I heard you call me 55 on the way in. You get genuinely stuffed. You're mongrel.
I was mucking around. Yeah, I know you're in your early 60s.
I sent something through to Will, and it might have been a bit more colourful than that too.
That was reported to me.
Good.
You had your first ever country game over the weekend. Ballan,
yes.
Ballan,
call
is that
it what
how
you
we
will.
Say it? How'd you go, mate? You were a full forward, and I'm imagining you didn't get outside that little square right in front of the goal.
No, well, we joked last week that I wasn't going to leave the 50, and I got caught up. I left it three times.
Oh, my God.
That was quarter time, half time, and getting off at the end of the game. So, no, it was a fun game. I thought in the first 5 minutes I was going to take a genuine blowtorch to the Bland Footy Club. I got a ball from about 20 out, broke 15, got to the 10, and then kicked a point, which was
unfortunate.
Quite the laugh of the locals having a couple of bruises in the forward pockets. And then about... maybe 30 seconds later, I just took a nice pack mark, wheeled around from 40 into the breeze, and the big dopey full forward decided that he would touch it through. Pushed his man out of the mark, out of the way, and thought, I want to have a piece of this right at the last minute.
Tried to mark it.
Dropped it across the line.
Oh, brilliant.
I learned his name was Trent.
Who was that?
That's Trent.
Trent, you're an idiot.
That's not
this
what you said.
This is about me, Trent, not you. And so then... had the body pull up afterwards. Well, it must have been fairly sore, I would have thought.
The beauty of country footy is that they did have an ice bath, which I politely declined. They used to pay me $750,000 and I still wouldn't get those, so they won't get me for one down there. The body is sore, sore.
Really sore.
We got to have a couple of sherbets after and the great yabby races down there at Ballan. Then I had to drive across to Torquay. Thankfully, Natasha was down there, so she drove me across. And then Mother's Day yesterday into the footy, and I am moving like a crab at the minute.
You haven't had a chance to do your rehab.
Absolutely none. No, I might go to rehab after this, actually.
What's your rehab look like these days?
A facility in Byron. See, that's good gear.
Yeah. He's very happy with himself.
That's a real crisp one for a Monday morning.
Let's come back and do the winners and losers.
Daisy Thomas with us this morning.
Winners and losers from the weekend, Daisy. What did you like? What did you not like?
Well, I didn't catch a whole lot of Saturday football because I was too busy trying to play it myself. Trying was the key word there. But I'll start with the winners, the D's, of course. 9-point victory against the Swans. They go to 8-0, if you don't mind.
Unbelievable.
Genuinely unbelievable.
Best start since sometime in the 60s.
Correct. Yeah, and I don't think even the staunchest Melbourne supporters would have seen this coming.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
They'd be cancelling snow trips like there's no tomorrow. Obviously, I'm joking. They'll still go to the snow.
I'm just banking on a mid-season fall over, which is coming, Melbourne fans. So
it
enjoy
has
Melbourne.
To happen, doesn't it?
Yeah. Of course it will. It'll be great. The Cats, 63-point winners. And, of course, Jeremy Cameron. They went and sourced him over the off-season. They got him to the footy club. And he's passed 3 weeks. He's kicked 3 goals, 2, 3 goals, and on the weekend, 6 goals, 2. He is a genuine star. He has changed the way they play the game, the Cats, in terms of not just Tomahawk anymore. They're not just relying on the midfield. He's a genuine star, so well done to them.
Higgins was handy too.
Higgins is a star. Yeah. Isaac Smith's still a very, very good player. The Hawks could probably use him.
Well, you got Higgins, Smith, and Cameron as their three big off-season signings.
Correct.
It's not bad three, is it?
It's pretty good. I'm still not sure how they fit them in the salary cap. So the AFL, if you're listening, maybe wander down the highway to Geelong and just have a look through the books.
Because they're cooking the books.
They're cooking them.
Oh, you're joking, mate. You're having a bit of fun.
No, that's on the record. Put it on. And the big winner of the weekend, a game that was going to, it could only go one way for the Pies, of course. My team, the Pies, against North Melbourne. They had nothing to lose if they lost. And
they won.
And they won. So they can be the biggest winner. 18 points. It wasn't emphatic like we probably would have hoped, but
It was a pretty ordinary game of footy.
Oh, boy, wasn't it ever.
God, there were some awful skills yes. on display from both teams.
Yeah, so, but they can be the biggest winner of the week because they sort of live to fight another day. A bit of pressure off Nathan Buckley because if that had a lost, it would have been absolute carnage down there.
Oh, it's not over for Bucks.
Oh, no, or in terms of the media scrutiny, the timing of his work.
He's having a week off the media scrutiny. Who have they got next week?
That's a good question, one without notice, so we don't do that. We move on to the losers.
Will will find out for us.
They've got Sydney at the SCG, so a tough one.
Yes. A tough one? Yeah. It's an absolute nightmare for them.
The losers, I'm going with the Bombers. Now, they're trying hard, but they're just not winning.
No.
So, which is a bit of a pickle. 2-point loss to the Giants on the weekend. They lost to the Blues by 16 points. A couple of weeks ago, they went down to the Swans by 3 points. So,
yeah, they're there or thereabouts.
They're trying hard, but just a footy club that's just struggling to get away. The second biggest loser on the weekend was Port Adelaide.
Why do you say that?
Well, they won, but the Flogs then went and put their prison bars on, didn't they?
After the game.
Oh, my God. Heritage, give us a spell.
Heritage in the market.
Oh, it's cute, isn't it?
Out of respect.
Yeah, no.
To the foundation of the club and coming up through the ranks.
Just look in the corner. You got, you know, Hamish Hartlett, all the boys in their stripes, and then there's Koshy in the cash cow. The cash cow was wearing his. It's
just... Who's writing your gear today? Yeah. You're on fire.
Thank you. I came up with myself. so we did like that. And the third one, the third biggest loser. Now, I'm not sure if you saw, I had Channel 7 come down and cover my game. And
did they?
They put my goal up on Instagram and on Twitter.
Nice.
Well, it was nice until every Flog who's got a Twitter account just decided to tee off on me.
Oh.
So the biggest loser of the weekend is the keyboard warriors who decided to take it upon themselves. Little old Daisy. Yes, I'm not in the best shape. I'm aware of that. Thanks very much.
You're minding your own business.
Well, I'm just a punter now, aren't I?
Exactly.
I'm just down there. And I was in better shape than 3/4 of the rest of the players on that field. So... I've given my biggest loser to all the Flogs that took to social media.
Good.
And had a little clip at me because I didn't really like reading some of those comments. They were quite hurtful. So,
no, this is it, isn't it? It's all fun and games.
To any of the big boys out there today or on the work side who are going to get up a little bit of flack for being a bit bigger, go get yourself some KFC and stick it right up.
On your Daisy. Great to see you, mate.